Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yes, back at it again Thursday morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, no Amy. I mean, I say that every day, but Amy's not here again today. Mike D is in the studio. And so Mike D's story is, 2 years ago, he weighed about 120 pounds more than he does now. Well, he lost total weight loss.
120. Yeah.
120. So Mike D's lost 120 pounds, but once a year, he eats whatever he wants. And he's a very strict, do you have like a vegan diet?
Yeah.
Vegan exercise.
Wow.
And we didn't talk about this yesterday on the show. But once a year, he eats whatever he wants. And that was during our break.
Yeah.
And I hadn't talked to him about this. I kind of kept it out because I wanted to hear it with you guys. What did you eat on your once? Is it one meal or one day?
It's one day.
So a whole day, you eat whatever you want. Okay, so take us through the day.
Okay, so I started, had some breakfast.
Okay.
I just started with a big plate of beans.
For breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast.
Do you not eat beans normally?
No, I don't normally. But my mom makes some really good beans, so I had some beans.
Okay, so you eat beans for breakfast.
Beans for breakfast.
Okay. Is some of that, is the beans thing a Mexican thing?
It is, yeah.
Okay, all right. Then?
And then after that, I had an entire dozen of chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
Wow.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
So beans and cookies.
You went hard.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I ate an entire cheese pizza.
For what meal?
For like lunch.
It's a brunch.
First lunch?
Yeah.
So you had a whole cheese pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And after that, I had a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
For lunch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ben and Jerry's.
Go ahead.
And then for dinner, I had like a dozen tamales. Yeah.
Did your mom make those?
Yeah, she made those too.
You had a dozen tamales.
Yeah.
Meat?
No meat.
No meat?
Still no meat.
Am I a poser for liking meat tamales?
What do you mean? Like, I've always had pork in them. Like, that's what you put in a tamale.
Because
interesting.
My friends that are authentic Mexican,
yeah,
they like don't put meat in theirs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's stuffed with meat.
Yeah, but you're kind of...
Yeah, I'm half.
Yeah. Mike D's real dude. So you had tamales and what else?
And then I had some drinks with my dad.
So you actually had alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol.
Which you never drink.
Haven't had all year.
How'd you feel afterward?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I never want to have that stuff again.
So you're good now.
I'm good.
It didn't make you get the itch.
Like that day I had like, okay, I could go back into this, mm-hmm. but as soon as I started the next day, I'm like, all right, it's done.
Wow. It messed your stomach up, all that stuff?
Not really. Comes
give
back
it time.
Pretty quick.
Dang. It's over. Like pizza again the next day and cookies again the next day.
But that's what you
day.
Do anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's why though.
But that's your life.
Yeah, every day.
That's not you getting back on. That's you just living another day.
Mike D, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What a day.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just went at it. It's like The Purge when they in that movie where they kill everybody.
Yeah, they purge everyone out.
It's like one day you just purge everybody out. That's what he did, the food purge.
That's intense.
All right, we're here on Thursday.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Very cold outside right now. Lots of places. Good Samaritan tied dozens of winter coats to trees outside of a Walmart in Port Richey, Florida. The thing is, it's not that cold there, so a lot of people don't have coats. It's like places where it's cold a lot, they don't have air conditioners.
Right.
And in Florida, where it's freezing over, people won't have coats. So this Good Samaritan tied all these coats and put a note on them. It says, I'm not lost. If you're cold, take me and use me.
Wow, that's really cool.
That is cool. So to the Good Samaritans down in Port Richey, we see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in Weather News, the Northeast, Boston, New York City. They're getting hit by intense cold weather and snow. Thousands of flights are canceled at the major airports. Up to 8 inches of snow is possible. In other news, there's no Powerball winner last night. The jackpot is now $550 million, and the drawing's going to be Saturday night. And finally, in Atlanta, the College Football National Championship is 4 days away. Alabama versus Georgia.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, she's not here again today, but Amy is with kids at the house. If you're new to the show, Amy's our co-host. Spent 5 years in the adoption process. Amy, how long have your kids been here now in your house?
Exactly 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks. What have you learned from 2 weeks of being a mom?
Patience.
It hit you that quick, huh?
Well, I mean, I think we practice patience through the adoption process. I guess it's a different kind of patience and to like love through certain things and that there's a fine line of love and discipline, and that's really hard. My husband's way better at that than me because children need structure.
That's what I was going to say. You're not the disciplinarian.
Well, I mean, I'm not the best at it because, I mean, I'm really trying though, trust me, because I know that they need it right now. And they, if we give them any room to think that it's not going to be this way, then they will rule this house. And so it's like we're trying to implement as much as possible. But my husband's definitely, there's so many times where I'm like, I pull him to the side and I'm like, ooh, maybe we need more love right now. Like,
you have to tell him to love more?
And he's like, no. He's like, yeah, maybe we need a more discipline right now. And I'm like, you're probably right, because they, you know, as much as we don't want to do it sometimes, like they need and they crave and they want structure, but sometimes they'll try to work their magic. Like my son is so good at like coming up and scratching my face and like caressing me and like loving me and then asking for something. And I'm like, dang it.
Amy's on the phone. She's at home with her kids. And so we have her on again this morning to talk for a second. Eddie had asked me, because your son doesn't speak English as well as your daughter does. He had asked me how all the communication happens. I said, sometimes you talk to your daughter and then she talks to him in Creole.
Yeah. Yeah. She helps us a lot. But he's, you know, just like any child that's learning how to talk. I mean, you kind of, you know, take it back to that stage where he's good at pointing at things to me and kind of signing certain things. Like I can pick up through his hand motions what he wants. Like, okay, so something simple is a lot of kids might grow up around paper towels and they kind of know what those are. Well, the kids at the orphanage, like, they don't have paper towels. That's not a staple there. That's new to them. And he'll want, so now he knows where to go. He doesn't know what to call it. I'm like, well, it's a paper towel. It's a napkin. Like, if his hands are dirty, he knows. And he'll walk over and he'll open the cabinet and he'll show me. And then we'll practice it. Paper towel. Napkin. And then he says it after me. So we're learning, but
are they talking behind your back in Creole where you don't know what they're saying?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that frustrating?
I mean, sometimes, but that's where I like stop and I'm like, love. Deep breath, love. Like, that's just a thing they're going to do. And if they can bond over that, that's fine. And sometimes I want to look it up because we will look up translations, but then they're talking so fast, I'm like, slow down. And then I'll be like, what'd you say? Say it slower. And then sometimes I'll hand my daughter a pen and a paper and I'll be like, write it down. And, you know, of course she won't. But
see, you should have Rosetta Stoned it, like I told you 3 years ago. Are you regretting not taking that advice?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. All right, there's Amy. We'll let you get back to it. Amy with us again today. All right, good to talk to you. Go back to being a mom. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, okay. You don't want my funny story? Okay.
We'll hear it tomorrow. We're running out of time. I know you're not in the room, but running out of time.
Okay.
All right. Funny story. We'll get the funny story tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, bye, Amy.
It probably sucks. Okay, bye. The Bobby Bones
Show. All right, time for your positivity. Doing Tell Me Something Good today would be myself, Lunchbox, and our phone screener, Hillary, who's in today to bring us the good news. Are you ready, Hillary?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, let's drop positivity. Tell me something good. Lunchbox, you're up.
There was this baby born in New Hampshire last April, healthy as can be. Everything's fine. Then a few months later, it was still jaundiced. They go to the hospital and they find out that it has a rare liver disease. Like, man, we need someone to donate some liver. So they put something on Facebook. No one knows anybody, knows anybody. Then a cop sees the story, says, you know what? I'll go check. He is a perfect match. Cop doesn't even know the family. Donates part of his liver.
Wow.
Baby healthy.
That's crazy. Like, even if you know somebody, that's crazy. If it's my cousin, I'm still like,
That's your liver.
Do I let him know that I'm a match? I probably come out of there like, nope, didn't match. I tried.
Sorry.
Oh, I was C. Oh, man. That's a good one. Look at that guy. An elderly Boston woman is making sure children stay warm in the bitter cold. And Boston's going through some crazy weather. The 87-year-old woman has knitted 75 hats for kids. She just sits and knits all day long. And then she gives them to kids who don't have coats and hats and gloves. And she knits in these hats. And she also donates hats to homeless shelters. And she's like an 87-year-old, just crushing it. All right, our phone screener, Hillary, first time to ever do Tell Me Something Good.
First time.
Hillary, what do you have?
I really want to go stay at this hotel. It's in San Francisco. You can call room service, and they will bring you a puppy to cuddle with.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, they leave a little stuffed dog on your bed, and they say, call room service, and they'll bring the actual puppy. They have to check his schedule, but they'll bring him up to your room to cuddle with.
Do they leave you alone in the room with the puppy, I wonder? Because you need a you can't just even adopt a puppy without a background check.
Right.
You can't bring a living thing in and leave them, right?
Right.
Maybe he has a keeper.
Maybe, but then that's weird if someone's watching you cuddle.
But then you can cuddle with the bear for free or the stuffed animal.
Well, that is a free.
Yeah, it's a freebie.
Yeah, but that is a cool. What's it cost, does it say?
It doesn't say. Hmm. It may be free.
No.
One thing I learned about life, and Hillary, you're a young one, so you don't know this yet. Ain't nothing free in life.
That's some wisdom right there.
Yeah, nothing. Even the free stuff.
That's right.
It's either to make you spend more later or it costs.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up for a free trial on this exercise app. I was just going to try it out.
Yeah, it's not free.
Well, they were like, hey, sign up for a free trial. And I signed up. The free trial was for like 2 days. It wasn't even for a month.
And then you had to pay.
And they started charging me.
See, that's how they get you.
So I had to unsubscribe. So I got charged $12.99 for 1 month.
Mm-mm.
You want a free credit report? Good luck.
Yep.
You see those TV commercials like, get your free credit report.
It's not true.
Not true. You sign up, you get your credit report free, but you had to buy 10 subscriptions to Jet Magazine.
And if someone buys your lunch, there's usually something attached to it.
Yep. Hillary, did you take all that in? Did you write that down?
Life lessons. Y'all are bursting my bubble today.
That's right. How old are you?
I'm about to be 25, so I'm 24.
Ah. I remember when I was 24. I didn't know all this stuff. I wish I had people around me to tell me what we just told her.
You're lucky, Hillary.
Yeah, you,
I'm so glad to have y'all.
You are blessed.
I am very blessed. Yes.
Okay, there you go. Tell me something good. That's in St. Louis, that hotel?
San Francisco, California.
Oh,
close.
I would go to St. Louis. San Francisco would. All right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The big rumor on the sites is that Blake Shelton's going to retire. Because he tweeted out to the Arizona Cardinals football coach, I'm going to join you real soon. And he'd been talking about retirement. You be my soft and sweet. Blake may take a break, but he's not going to retire. He got too much going on. Last year, he told Entertainment Tonight that his new Texoma Shore might be his last album. Might.
That might.
He's not going to retire.
No chance.
Everybody stop that. Chris Stapleton's going to be on Justin Timberlake's new album, Man of the Woods. They haven't said yet publicly what song Chris will be collaborating on. That Justin Timberlake song, one comes out Friday, I think, a new one, but the record comes out February 2nd. Which kids don't even really know the importance of Justin Timberlake, which is crazy, and we're old. Because Justin Timberlake was arguably the biggest boy band of us being kids, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. And he's the one to actually make it solo. And so Justin Timberlake now is cool. You wonder about this record, though, because it's him walking to the forest.
Yeah, but it's like a picture that's ripped.
And then it's like, there's video. There's like water, and he's like a man in the woods. And I wonder what the album is going to sound like.
Huh. You think there's some country in there?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, like
he tried that already.
Yeah, with the whiskey. What's that song?
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah, Tennessee. No. What's it called?
Who knows?
Whatever.
But it'll be interesting to see because you know it's hard to get radio stations to embrace anything that's not country. When someone just dabbles in it, people are like, I'm probably not gonna play that.
And he'd definitely be dabbling because I mean, you go all the way. You're Justin Timberlake. That's a big. It's a big step.
And like Pharrell's on the album, Alicia Keys.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's not going to be like a straight country record. Yeah. But it's like Man in the Woods. So and it's got Stapleton on it. But Stapleton's putting out songs that aren't country. You know, he's putting songs out to rock radio.
Yeah.
These formats are dead.
So it's like music's just music.
Music's just
music. Let's just love it all.
I know we're on a country station, but music's just music.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
All right, Bobby in for Amy. Sugarland has announced they're going back on tour. They will hit the road this summer for their Still the Same tour. Jennifer Nettles, Christian Bush, 48 cities. Tickets go on pre-sale January 9th and up on their website, sugarland.com. You can see all the cities. Still no dates or openers attached. Actually know the openers, and I think you're really going to love it. But they're not saying that stuff yet, but Sugarland's back, sugarland.com. Ray Lynn's Chihuahua Dolly has been found and returned by a couple. So she posted on Twitter, hey, I lost my dog. It's a tiny little dog in Gatlinburg. Ran away after fireworks. I can't believe they found it. And they found it. Dolly Parton tweeted out, someone found the dog, posted it on Twitter, and Raylan's got her little dog back. Crazy. Social media doing some good stuff. There you go. There's your skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Citrus Heights, California. A 32-year-old man was arrested after he tried to break into a business through the chimney, and he got stuck.
Tried the old Santa Claus robbery method.
He tried the Santa Claus method. He goes down, gets stuck for 45 minutes, tries to wiggle out,
Wow.
Finally reaches in his pocket, calls 911, and says, "Hey, I'm stuck in the chimney. Come get me."
How defeated must you feel to have to call the cops on yourself?
Hey,
he looks like you.
What?
Doesn't he look like a lunchbox?
Let me see.
Look at his face.
Whoa, it does look like
you. It looks like a lunchbox.
No, his face.
Is it about you?
No!
It was. It happened on the 26th during our vacation.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day. The Bobby
Bones Show. I mean, it's cold everywhere, just about in the whole world. So, hey, everybody. I'm actually here with some cold jokes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's so cold.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how cold is it?
How cold is it?
I'm shivering like Lunchbox at the IRS. Hey!
I get it.
See, the guy teaches taxes. There. Thank you, there. All right. It's so cold.
How cold is it?
I had to break the smoke off my chimney. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I'm good.
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
Having Eddie, like...
No, I was waiting for the punchline. I got you.
I had to open the refrigerator to heat my house.
Okay. All right. Give another one.
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold, prisoners are begging for the electric chair.
Okay.
Hey.
That's hardcore.
Oh, like it.
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
I chipped my tooth on my soup.
Oh! They're getting better.
No, not really. I think we just have lower expectations.
I like the smoke one.
Life is all about expectations.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
I turned on my faucet this morning.
Yeah.
Ice cubes. Thank you. I have two more. That's
okay,
it.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, tip your waitress.
Have You'll the be here all night.
Have the veal. It's so cold.
How cold is it?
Trees are chopping themselves into firewood. Hey-o.
Hey.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. One more?
Yeah, one more.
It is so cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold, cops are tasing themselves to stay warm.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody.
That's not true.
No. I don't think. Thank you very much, everybody.
That would be cold.
Yeah. I stole all this off the internet.
Obviously. Yeah.
A man was arrested after impersonating a police officer, but it doesn't just stop there. The 29-year-old was driving a Buick. He pulled over his car. He's like, all right, pull over. Car pulls over. Fake cop walks up. The guy in the car he pulled over was a cop.
Oh.
Yeah, so the officer thinks, this doesn't seem real. So he calls, hey, is this cop real? He calls for backup because he has a walkie-talkie. I don't know if they call them walkie-talkies anymore.
Two-way radio, whatever.
But the other cops came and pulled him over, and then they arrested him.
Got him.
Like, what? And he had multiple felony warrants. Like, obviously, if you're doing this and making this mistake, you've made a lot of other dumb mistakes, too.
Yeah.
He was put into jail. But this is what they say, and I don't know that I have the nads to do this, but they say if you're pulled over, ask the officer for identification.
Ooh.
This guy wasn't in a cop car. So I guess if they're not in a cop car, I think, though, I just going, what do you need?
I got pulled over once from a cop that was, I guess, in his own vehicle. And I asked him, I was like, straight up asked him, like, what's with your car? And he's like, that's what they gave me. And then he left it as that. And
that would be the answer this guy would give.
I know.
So did he give you a ticket?
Yeah, well, no, he gave me a warning. But I mean, I was just like, I don't trust you. Like, I'm being honest with you, 100%. And he's just like, that's what they gave me. That's my undercover car. Deal with it.
Man, that does not sound real.
Dude, I know. But the warning was real, so he was a real cop.
But how do you know the warning was real? Did you check it?
Oh, maybe he stole, like, the tablet from
the It's not that hard to make your own tablet. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Kobe, the talking Siberian husky, tells his owner, I love you. Here is the dog talking. You tell me what you think about this.
You have to say, I love you. Good boy. I love you.
That's crazy that he's even trying. Yeah. That he's trying to emulate a sound coming from the human.
Like a parrot.
Yeah, that he's even trying, that he even knows to try to make it. That's crazy to me. The dog, its name's Kobe.
Do you hear I love you in there?
At one point, I heard it pretty clear. But even just the, it's still matching the human. Jake Owen does a podcast called Good Company with Jake Owen. Being good company. And this week's episode, Jake talks about moving to Nashville with only $800. Okay, so I want to play this for you.
When I first moved to town, I dropped out of college. I moved up here. I only had maybe like $800, I think. I thought, well, if I'm going to go start a bank account, I might as well do it on Music Row, because isn't that where the Music Row people go? And I was just always trying to think of ways to get myself in areas where I could at least be seen or heard.
So it's Jake talking for, you know, 25, 30 minutes, telling his story. And he's talking to a record guy that gave him his first shot. And so he's talking about meeting a lady at a bank here.
And I met this lady named Becky McElwain. She's like, well, I'd love to hear your music sometime. I was like, well, it's really funny you ask, because I got one in my pocket right now. I got a CD. So I left it with her. And the next day, she called and she said, hey, there's a guy going to reach out to you from Warner Chapel Music. He loved your songs. Sure enough, guy calls me, says, hey, man, I want to work with you. I thought I was freaking famous in a day.
This is Jake Owen on his podcast called Good Company with Jake Owen. Here he's talking about money.
I've never in my life chased anything based upon money. I've always done it because I've been interested in it, and I think it's all, and for some reason money has come along with that.
So download that, Good Company with Jake Owen. It's episode 3 as Jake takes you through his life. Pretty interesting, huh?
Sounds cool.
He has the guy on it, like his first record guy, yeah, too. That's who's laughing in the background. Podcasting is easy. Just do it from your phone. The Bobby Bones Show. People should stop sending me money. Like, I gave out my Venmo name because I thought it was funny. I was opening up the app and all of a sudden I had $50 because listeners were sending me money, just going, hey, do something good with it. They were sending me $1 each. And so my
name... still sending you money?
Dude, $1 each. My Venmo name is... Venmo's an app and you hit it and yeah, you can just pay people through Venmo. Mm-hmm. My name is Bobby-Bones. Through $1 donations, I have $596.
Wow.
They don't even know what I'm going to do with this. I go buy tennis shoes if I want.
You can. It's your money.
I know. People keep trusting me with money. $1 at a time. Let's do Never Gonna Get It. And so I'll give you an impossible question. You probably aren't going to get it. You're never gonna get it. You can call and take a shot at it. On average, Americans will use only 15 of these on a regular basis. Okay? So it's something, obviously, that you think we're using way more of. But Americans use about 15 of these on a regular basis. Never gonna get it. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. You guys take a guess at this here?
Oh, yeah, I got this.
You can spoil it. We use about 15 of these on a regular basis. Eddie, what do you have?
Pairs of socks.
Socks?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think I use that many socks.
You don't?
Probably not.
Really?
Probably 7 or 8 pair.
Okay, I guess that makes more sense. Not 15. I guess 15's a lot, yeah.
Lunchbox?
Channels.
On the TV?
That's right. Ding it.
Wow! How did you know that?
Because you have 100 channels to choose from, and you go to the same ones over and over. MTV, Teen Mom, Vendettas.
Wow. Yep. Look at that.
Spoiler.
He spoiled it. Do we have another one or no? No, it's spoiled. There
wow.
It is.
Wow.
He hit us with the spoiler. Everybody calling. Sorry. I probably watch 4 channels.
Oh, easy.
But does Netflix count as a channel?
Probably. And the movies would be the channel on Netflix.
Just Netflix would be a channel.
Okay, okay. All right, I see that.
I watch TBS.
That's 2.
I watch Nick at Night / TV Land. They can count as 2. And then I watch sports. That's pretty much all I watch the TV for.
Mm.
I don't really watch anything else.
Yeah. I'm thinking about canceling my cable.
Oh, I can see totally canceling cable. Except for live sports, there's no reason. Because you can have all the Netflix and Hulus and on your phone or laptop.
Yeah, yeah. And all, you can stream all the sports too.
It's so expensive to have a full cable package. Okay, well, none of that. Our phone screener's name is Hillary. Hillary, you grew up in Florida?
Yes, born and raised.
I heard you don't know how to drive on ice.
I've never driven on ice before.
Any tips from the room for Hillary?
Slow down. Go really slow.
Go slow.
Are you nervous about the cold?
I am so nervous. Like, people think I'm like being over dramatic about this cold weather. I'm not. I really have no clue what to do.
So you're dressed awfully warm today. You're wearing a...
I'm still freezing.
You know, your blood's different. That's why people way up north in North Dakota, they can take it more.
Really?
Yeah, your blood thickens. Huh. It's all relative to where you're used to.
Okay.
So when it's 11 here, and they're like, ah, but it's negative 2, quit being a baby. No, your body's different.
So why do you like it always cold in here? Like, you're from Arkansas.
But you're talking about 68.
Yeah, it's freezing.
That keeps me going.
Okay.
Why, when you take the SAT and ACT, do they crank the airway down? Because it keeps you alert.
Really?
Go stand outside. See how alert you are.
Yeah, I'll be alert.
Yeah. There's snow in Tallahassee. Yesterday, they had an inch for the first time in 20 years or something. What part of Florida are you from, Hillary?
I'm from Jacksonville, but I went to school in Tallahassee. I went to FSU.
So when you hear they had snow in Tallahassee...
Crazy. I saw the videos yesterday while we were on air, and I was like, this is ridiculous. This is Florida, and it's snowing.
Are you worried about driving home?
I am. If it snows or it's icy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd call y'all so I can come get me, or I don't know what to do. I honestly don't.
What kind of car do you have?
I have an SUV.
Is it front-wheel drive? Do you know anything about it?
I know nothing about it. All I know is there's a snow button. It says snow.
Oh, you have to use that.
I don't know what
then.
It means. I don't know
use
what it does.
Use it now. Just get drive with it now.
I really don't know. And I think I had frozen water pipes the other day. I don't know what to do about that. Like, I don't know.
If you have old pipes, what you do, if it's going to be really cold in the 20s or below, you turn them into a drip.
Okay.
Because it keeps the water moving. Now you don't have to do that with the newer pipes. But back in the day, we had to drip ours all the time.
Always.
But that's if you have a, what, do you live in an apartment?
It's a newer townhome.
If it's new, so if it froze though, it could probably freeze again. So what you do is you just turn the water to not a full spout, because you'll end up with a ridiculous water bill. But you just turn it on a little drip.
Okay.
And if it gets icy, my advice to you would be just call one of us. How far do you live from the station?
Like 15 minutes.
Somebody will pick you up.
Okay. You're not going to?
No.
Not Bones.
I have my own trouble driving.
He did. You got stuck last time it snowed, remember?
Oh, I got stuck.
Didn't you stop like in a parking lot or something? Because you got stuck.
What happened was it was a snowstorm out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I was up here just chilling. I had a car. And so I'm trying to drive home in the snow. And I live downtown too. I think it was like 10 feet of snow.
It was a lot.
Yeah. It's hitting the hood. And I'm driving over and I'm stuck in the middle of the highway, right? And luckily, Lunchbox is behind me. I didn't even know it was him. And he runs and it's snowing. He can't even see. Lunchbox jumps out of his car and just starts shoving the car. And there's a cop, and the cop's watching. And it was a whole... And I put it all on...
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook Live.
Yeah, and he's just Facebook Living instead
not
of trying
just,
to... Work. Yeah,
I put the phone
out there in the snow, pushing him.
Put the phone in the middle and just hit Facebook Live record.
Just a document.
Yes. And then I had to hold the wheel because the backs... When I did maintenance on a golf course, I had to drive green mowers. And that taught me how to also drive on ice. Because it's like backing a boat in.
Oh, right. Like a forklift.
You turn with your back end, and if your back end starts to come, you have to turn to it.
Yes.
That's how you straighten out. Hillary, don't listen to any of this.
Okay, I'm already confused.
You just drive really slow.
Okay,
She's never slow. Have you ever seen snow?
I've seen snow.
Where?
I've been to Colorado and Maryland. We've been skiing a few times, which I'm a really bad skier, too. I'm just not good with cold weather and snow, and it's just not for me.
Yeah, me either. It's like the beach. Nah.
Snow and beach.
In the snow. I like my things middle of the road, temperate. I like good
indoors.
A good 71 degrees on the thermostat.
Yeah, that's
what
you.
It is. So if it does, and I don't think we're going to get any here, but we'll just somebody will pick you up.
Okay.
Unless you feel comfortable with a snow button. Go check it out today.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but if it's a snow button, you have to use it.
I have a Jeep with four-wheel drive now, so I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah. Now it goes like in the snow. Like you look for the biggest hill.
I go chasing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My garage has a leak.
Uh-oh.
No. There's a drainage pipe right beside it.
Oh, okay.
So the water, the whole road's ice.
Yikes.
Because the drainage pipe drains on the road and it's been 10 degrees. So it's really confusing.
Yeah, careful with that because as soon as you back up, your whole car will slide.
So New York won't have major snowfall. There's snow in Tallahassee. Here's a lady going crazy about snow in Tallahassee. Whenever you give snow somewhere that isn't used to it, everybody tends to freak out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, guys. It is snowing. It's my 21st birthday. Miracle. All I wanted was snow. It's actually accumulating on the ground. What is this?
It's a miracle.
It's awesome.
Okay, Hillary, let us know if you get confused by it.
Okay. Somebody's going to get a phone call.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
You're not in Boston.
Okay. Call Lunchbox.
There's no snow cyclone or whatever they're calling that right here. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. Our phone screener, Hillary, said that She had a snow button on her SUV, and she didn't know what that was. She didn't know what snow is because she's from Florida. She's freaking out because it might ice. So Eddie looked up the snow button. What's the snow button on her ride?
So basically, you know, when you're driving in the snow and you hit the gas, it just starts spinning. Well, this makes you not spin. So it starts you off in second gear. That way it's more of a, like a grip. Your tires get to grip.
Mm. Hillary's walking back in. Hillary, what did you learn?
I had a lot of people call.
What did they say?
They said drive slow, don't push the brakes really hard. And somebody called and explained the snow button also.
The brakes will get you in trouble. Because if you have to hit the brakes and you're stopping on something that isn't meant to be stopped on, ice, you just slide and you lose complete control of everything. Oh. There's a hill that I live near and I have to drive over it to get to my house. And it's slick right now. It slicks immediately. And I've seen people get up this hill and just lose it. And they just hit cars on the side of the road all the way down. And it's not even icy and snowy.
It's the worst because you're moving at like 2 miles per hour and you know you're going to hit a car.
And totally out of control. You're just like, no, it's like,
boom.
Yes. I've done that before.
It's not a good feeling.
Where you hit the brakes and you just keep sliding. Yes. Like, no, stop. Boom. Tonight that The Four happens. It's that show with Puffy and DJ Khaled. The first episode airs tonight on Fox at 8. 7 Central. Have you seen the commercials for it?
I have.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I was almost the host of the show. This is the show I was talking about. And I said, hey, I think it's going to be Fergie. Like, I've been talking with a bunch of people. And if Fergie turns it down, it'll end up being me. And Fergie didn't turn it down. So
now Fergie's the host.
Fergie's the host.
Yeah.
But I haven't, because I was out there in meetings for the show. Like, I know how the whole thing runs.
That's so crazy to me.
But I haven't in 3 weeks. But it airs tonight. I'm anxious to see what it looks like. Catch the first episode tonight. Again, 8, 7 Central. The Four. Battle for Stardom, that comes out. I'm going to play you this. There's just snow all over the place. Talking about cold weather.
We've had reports of snow in the Tallahassee area and sleet and freezing rain around Savannah. That precipitation will spread up the coast today, bringing snow and sleet and freezing rain to Charleston and Myrtle Beach, as well as the Virginia Beach area.
Yeah, Darius posted a picture of his front yard, and there's a lot of snow in Charleston.
Lots of snow.
Hey, Ray, we need Ray the crazy weather guy in like 30 minutes. Can you do that?
What up?
Ray, the crazy weather guy?
Yeah, you need that?
Like half an hour.
I got you.
Okay. There's so much crazy weather. We should bring in Ray, the crazy weather guy.
We need it.
So Ray is working in the glass room. New York won't have big snow.
Well, the big cities from Washington and Baltimore to New York look like they'll miss out a major snowfall. Boston looks like, though, it's going to get hit pretty hard. In fact, blizzard warnings are up for the areas north and south of Boston.
So everybody's just looking at it. It's so cold. It's cold everywhere compared to what everywhere is used to for the most part. So again, it's warmer in other places and people are like, oh, that's nothing. Our bodies only react to what we're used to.
Yes.
So if it's 15 here where we live, that's really cold.
We're freezing.
Yes. If it's 15 in Boston, they're like, hey.
It's normal.
Shut up.
Come on. Get out of here.
Get out of here, kids. Yes. But it's because their bodies are acclimated to the colder weather.
Yes.
That's why I keep the studio freezing.
Yeah, so now we're slowly getting used to the cold weather.
Well, part of it is our equipment is terrible, and it all radiates this awful heat. I'm probably going to get sick from because this equipment's from like the 70s, and I'm sitting on it, and it's just hot.
Or you probably won't be able to have kids.
Yeah, that's right.
For real.
So that's part of the reason, too, it's so cold in here. It's not the bomb.
Because you're warm and we're cold.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
All right, Bobby filling in for Amy. Sugarland has announced they're going on tour. They will hit the road this summer for the Still the Same tour. Jennifer Nettles, Christian Bush. Going to 48 cities. You can see all the cities at sugarland.com. They haven't put up the dates. They haven't put up who their opening acts are. But the pre-sale is January 9th. Ray Lynn's dog, Dolly, has been found. Did you see the tweet that she put out? She's like, I lost Dolly. New Year's Eve. I don't know if she's performing or something. And I retweeted it as soon as it happened. I love dogs. And I know we have a bunch of listeners in that area, too. So I was thinking of myself as a tiny dog. It was freezing cold. After a day and a half, I thought, ooh.
It's a chihuahua.
Odds aren't good it's coming back.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton retweeted it. I started seeing other. Well, they found the dog. It's been returned by a couple who saw it on social media, found the dog, and tweeted her like, "We have your dog." Crazy.
That's amazing. That's so cool that people like can do that through a retweet.
I remember when Dirks' dog was found.
Yeah.
This is 3-4 years ago, and Dirks got on Facebook like, "I lost my dog," and someone found his dog. Dirks Bentley's dog.
Somebody found your dog when you did that.
That's true.
Remember?
Once I was in Las Vegas for music event, and my dog was let out by my friend who was at my house.
Yeah.
He just forgot to shut the door. My dog was gone. So I got on Twitter. I was like, hey, can anybody find my dog? And somebody like seven houses down saw my Twitter and went and drove and found my dog.
I love that.
It wasn't as random, but still they saw it from my Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. So good for her, because I know she had to be freaking out. Also, Chris Stapleton will appear on Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods album. The song is yet to be announced that Chris will be collaborating on. But the Timberlake album drops February 2nd. 2 days before that, Justin Timberlake will headline the Super Bowl halftime show, which is a big reason this album's coming out, by the way. If you're doing the Super Bowl halftime show, that's huge. You have to put something out around that.
Oh.
If not, you're just wasting a humongous opportunity.
Yeah, good point.
And he hasn't had anything for a while, but it's in Minneapolis. It's going to be cold up there. Inside.
Yeah, because it's indoors.
The Super Bowl will be in Minneapolis. The first song, which comes out at midnight tonight from Timberlake, is called Filthy.
Filthy.
Yeah, there you go. That's your I like Justin Timberlake. Yeah. I'm anxious to hear what this album sounds like, because it's called Man in the Woods. It's like him walking through the woods. Like, all of a sudden, Justin's a mountain man.
Yeah.
Come on.
All of a sudden.
They're like, you know, he's from Memphis. Okay, yeah. So what?
That's like the South. Yeah. So.
They're like, so it can be country.
He's in the woods.
Yeah, man in the woods. He's wearing flannel. He got three jackets
on.
It'll be interesting to see. I'm a fan of Justin Timberlake, but I'm always a little, when someone goes, hey, I'm releasing a country project, I'm always a little suspicious as to what exactly are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why?
Yeah.
Why? So there's that. That's just getting
Bobby Bones.
I don't need to hit that button. I don't know why.
That sounded cool.
Yeah, thank you. The worst lunch that you remember having as a kid at school. Eddie, your kids, do they complain about their school lunches?
No. The junior, my little one, he doesn't really, we pack his lunch.
He's four.
Yeah. And the 9-year-old, he loves his lunch.
The school lunch?
He'd rather have his school lunch than like us pack him a sandwich.
The hated things are, boy, tuna. I never had tuna. It's on the list.
Ugh.
Did you ever have tuna?
Yeah, I remember they would scoop it like an ice cream scoop.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Spaghetti lasagna. It looks like a lot of the pastas are making the gross school lunch list.
Hmm.
I remember the square pizza, though.
That was the best.
And I love the square
pizza.
That
wasn't gross.
They used to have this big, like, 7-foot-long cookie sheet of pizza.
Yes.
They'd cook, and they'd run that cutter down it
yes.
and just cut squares. When I was in school, though, we didn't have the option for different lunches. You only ate the cafeteria lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't leave. Even in high school, you could never leave.
Really?
Oh, it was like Hotel California.
Dang, man.
You can never leave.
You can check in anytime you like.
Yep. And so you ate it on the tray. And I was a free lunch kid because we couldn't afford lunch.
Right.
So they gave us free lunch. And so it was like a government assistance program. But what would happen is they made all the free lunch kids go stand in the free lunch line. So it was humiliating.
Yeah.
So no, you had to go stand in the free line. And all the other kids would stand on the line where they paid for it ahead of time or paid for it every day.
It's like open exposure. Like, you're like just telling everyone that I can't afford lunch.
Ugh. Yeah, thinking back, it's pretty humiliating.
It's not a good system.
There should have been a better system.
Yeah,
there
for
may
sure.
be now, but I don't. I was just reading the story about lunches as kids. The number one way to tell if someone is lying is
eyes.
No,
look
see if they
to
have,
the left.
See if they have long stories.
Oh, like when they're talking too long?
It takes 3 times as long to tell a lie as it does to tell the truth. So if someone's talking too long about something, they're usually lying.
Yeah, Lunchbox does that a lot.
Oh, he doesn't stop.
I never lie.
Yeah, again, another one.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We'll talk to Amy inside of this block in the next 10 to 12 minutes or so. So she's not here. Don't know when she's coming back. I talked about on the Bobbycast last night from my house what the odds of her not coming back at all were, and I think they're probably about 1 in 5. I don't think the favorite is her staying away, but I think it's about a 20% chance she just doesn't come back.
That's so crazy.
And I don't think she knows right now. That's why I think there's a chance that she just doesn't come back. Amy decides, and Amy's my main co-host, that she decides, I can't. So, I don't think it's probable, but I think it's possible that Amy doesn't come back.
Wow. It's weird because, like, I always expected kind of that. Like, okay, she's going to get her kids.
Well, for
it's
a long time,
be a lot.
She told us she wasn't coming back.
I know.
She was like, I'm done when I get the kids. This is 4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. She was like, I'm not coming back. So, now that it's set in, and it's harder than she thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's about a 20% shot she doesn't come back. If that's the case, I don't even know what I'm going to do. You know, look at this whole thing.
Now, what am I going to do?
Exactly. That's what I was telling her. I was just, We're just like, hey, let me know as soon as you know.
Yeah.
Like, wherever your heart is.
Even if you get, like, a just some kind of feeling.
Just because I need to know to start preparing.
Oh, boy.
So, but we'll talk to her coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. Lunchbox is going to do the morning corny this morning in place of Amy. And we'll see how long this lasts.
It's going to be good.
I have no doubt that it's going to be good. It's good when you do it. But I'm just saying that don't make it blue. You know what I mean? Don't be dirty with it. Here.
The morning corny.
What did one toilet say to the other?
Oh, boy.
What did one toilet say to the other?
You look a bit flushed.
Boo! You thought I was going dirty, but I went clean with the toilet. That was the morning corny.
There it is. Hey, you keep it for tomorrow.
Yeah!
There it is. Lunchbox with the joke.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
People in Oregon are all hurt because they got to pump their own gas now. It's a law. It used to be you couldn't pump your own gas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the law. You couldn't pump. I guess when you're used to something for so long.
Yeah, it kind of stings when you get it taken away.
So, for Oregonians, a self-serve gas law took effect Monday, and people are upset. So, motorists can pump their own gas in a lot of the counties now, because in the past, they weren't allowed to. So, I read some of these comments. I saved some of them. I don't even know how to pump gas, and I'm 62. I say no thanks. I don't want to smell like gasoline. This is a big deal to them because it's every day of their life. Another one. I've lived in this state all my life. I refuse to pump my own gas. This is a service only qualified people should perform. I will literally park at the pump and wait till someone comes out to pump my gas. Another one. I go to work at 5 in the morning. Not a lot of people at the gas pumps at that time of morning. And yes, I will not feel safe pumping my own gas.
That's crazy. Like the rest of the country is like, what are you talking about?
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Many people are not capable of knowing how to pump gas and the hazards of doing it correctly, one of them writes. Besides, I don't want to go to work smelling like gas. I agree. Very bad idea. So people in Oregon are upset they have to pump their own gas. And to us, that's trivial.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I was pumping gas at like 7 years old.
Yeah.
My mom would say, get out of the car, go pump, put $5 in.
I tell my kids to pump the gas.
They do?
Yeah.
Your 4-year-old knows how to pump gas?
Well, no, the 9-year-old, not the 4-year-old yet.
You said plural kids.
Okay, I don't trust my 4-year-old yet with gas.
The best month to search for a new job is January.
And why?
Then next is February, because companies have their new budgets in place, and they're looking for the best talent to start their first quarter off strong.
Smart.
Yeah, if you had to leave, let's just say Amy doesn't come back, decide I don't want to do the show anymore, I can't wake up early, which is a thing. I've said it before, it's a thing. I don't know. I told my boss, I'm not healthy as far as this morning. It's not for my body. So I don't know, maybe I have a couple years, maybe I have a couple months. I don't know.
After like 20 years of doing this, you're just like...
I started doing mornings at 21.
Yeah.
No, 20, maybe 21, 22. So I've been doing it 15 years or so.
15 years.
Waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That takes a toll.
Man, if you had to do something new, Eddie, today, it's like show's over, what would you do?
Right now.
Yeah.
Ugh. Right now, I think I would call like CMT or one of the TV networks and be like, hey... I'm a TV guy. Let me go back to TV. Come on, hire me.
Like shooting and editing?
Yeah, or producing a show or something. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to hire you to produce
a
TV
show. Yeah, I'll show them my resume. I'm like, look what I did on the Bobby Bones Show. All those EMLs, that's me.
All the videos?
Of me and Lunchbox just joking around in the mornings.
Lunchbox, what would you do?
I'd probably be a bar host, like karaoke night. Yeah.
Think a lot of people do that as their full-time job.
Yeah, it's a part-time job.
It's a part-time job.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
If I do it every night of the week, like 5 nights a week?
But what are you going to do all day?
Chill.
What he does now.
I mean, really, because I mean that you have to have someone to host your bar things because you got to get the crowd going. I'd be the hype man at a bar, I think.
I just don't think it pays enough.
Oh.
How's your wife's job, by the way? She's working at
She's working.
Top Golf.
Yeah, she's crushing it over there.
People are asking, we're going to bring her in. That's kind of up to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Has she said anything to you about wanting to come in?
No, never ran that by her. I didn't,
But she listens to the show.
She does.
So I'll say this to her. Whenever she's listening, if it's live or if it's later, let me know. She has my number. Just text me. Let me know when you want to come up. We'll bring her in.
She's been doing some radio gigs.
She's
here
been
and there.
Doing other radio shows because promoting Top Golf, which is she's doing marketing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it weird for you that we wanted to come up?
Yeah.
Because she was good on the air. We played the
okay,
club.
I got it. Like, you tell me I'm not good, then you
no,
say
no,
you're...
No, we never say you're not good.
Sometimes you do.
No, we never say you're not
we
good
say
on the radio.
We're not good as a whole.
Well, that's I'm in that we, and so, yes, I. It's a little weird that you want her to come up and show off her skills, and...
We don't
want
to talk to her.
I'd prefer... Because what if some other radio show hears her and wants to put her on the air, like, full-time?
They already kind of are putting her on the air, but not...
I mean, like, hire her.
That's something you guys have to worry about.
Yeah. I don't want to cross that bridge.
How's the marriage? Good?
Marriage is good.
You guys getting along? What'd you do last night for dinner?
Last night we threw some salmon in the oven and had some kind of salad with it. I don't know what it was.
Do you feel like you're happier married?
Than when I was single?
Just, do you feel a happiness? You've been married for a couple years now?
Yeah, we're coming up on 3 years. Wow, that's quick. About five more months. When was it? May of something? Yeah, I got married in May.
Your wedding.
Do you feel like married life suits you now that you've been in it?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting the hang of it. I'm getting in the flow. It's a little weird, but yes, I've gotten a lot more used to it, and it's more comfortable, and I understand it a little bit more.
And now, do you feel like you're so into it? Like, you're ready to have a baby. You're trying to have a baby. Do you feel like the baby's the next step? Like, now it's time to move to the baby phase.
Yeah.
You've spent enough time together. Now
we've spent enough time together. I wish we could have traveled more, but we both have jobs and, like, responsibilities, so we didn't travel all over the, you know, wherever we want to go. But, yeah, I think baby's next step. I mean, that's just the natural progression of a marriage, I think.
Lunchbox told us yesterday that his wife tricked him at Christmas and gave him a gift with a sonogram and little booties. And that's he thought cool. He was a dad for like 10 minutes until they said, haha. But that's what he does to people.
Yeah. It's taste of his own medicine.
And that's why they were doing it to you.
Yeah. My brother and her got together and my mom was crying, was so excited. And she still feels bad about it. Even last night, she was like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Your mom or your wife?
My wife. My wife.
She's still guilty.
Yeah, she feels guilty. So I got something in my back pocket. So anytime I want to do something. Oh, well, boy. Remember when you did this to me?
That's what a relationship's
that's
all about,
what
right?
It's all about. The Bobby
Bones Show. People were clickbaiting hard yesterday about the Carrie Underwood facial whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because we heard that she had fallen and broken her wrist, and then Carrie put out a thing that said, hey, her face may not look the same. And someone saw her. I don't even know the reality show this girl was on.
It's like something on Bravo, I think.
Well, they were like, reality star takes picture with Carrie Underwood, her first picture since... And you can tell she didn't want that side of her face to be seen. But Carrie's really nice.
The way she's posing, you mean?
She was turned a bit. And you can see just on the side of her face, it looks like there's a big scar like in her cheek. Did you zoom in?
I did. I totally did the control plus, 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 plus to look in there. But I don't really notice anything.
You didn't see like the little, and maybe
is it the cheek that's facing the camera?
No, it's the other one.
Okay, it's the other one. So I don't even think you can see it.
If you look close enough, and again, I'm just trying to assign my belief to that picture.
Right.
It looks like there's a big scar. You can see the beginning of it. Wow. But she had 40 to 50 stitches in her face. You just don't put 40 to 50 stitches in your face without there being some kind of big scar.
Mm-hmm.
Your face it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
The skin is so sensitive. So...
Yeah, the show's called Below Deck, and it's like a Bravo reality show. Yeah, I think it's like the people that live on boats or something.
Look at that picture. Did you zoom in? Can you see the first part of the scar? Morgan, number two?
No, I can't see anything at all, but you can definitely tell she's turned, like, so something isn't seen.
Yeah. Well, I could see it, but again, I could have been creating it in some false reality. Go ahead.
So I just had a question about like the picture. So she purposely hasn't been releasing any photos or anything because she's obviously self-conscious of it. But then this girl like takes a picture with her and then posts it. And
I think
like, is that cool?
Pre.
Oh, you think it's like, okay. Like you're. Like,
I don't think Carrie said anything to her. Like, don't post this. Or
it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a contrived thing to leak. I don't know. But I feel bad for Carrie.
I know.
If they're having
too.
To come out and say, hey, something's up, don't be shocked when you see it, you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that. Eddie saw two people. I'm convinced if you zoom in, you can see the first part of that scar.
I see like
picture.
A little red now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I do see it now.
Probably like an ant bite or something.
It's not even a scar.
Eddie went and was, why are you at a rental car place?
So for every like Christmas season, holiday season, we go and we rent a car when we drive to Texas. I was returning it once we got back home. And I was giving the lady my key, and she's like, let me process your order or whatever. And she's at the computer. And when she's doing that, another employee walks in and says, hey, I don't really appreciate the evaluation, the bad review you gave me on my evaluation.
Talking to the other employee.
Talking to the other employee. And I'm the only one in the office. Like, and I look at that girl, and I look at looking for the reaction. And the girl keeps typing away. She didn't even look at her and says, well, sorry, but you deserve that. Oh. And she's like, I deserve it. And then they just kind of stop. And I'm like watching a tennis match. Like, what is happening right now? Like, I've never walked into a store. I'm the only customer, and they're going at it. But so, I mean, finally, I guess the girl that was tending to me just ignored her, and the other one walked off. And she goes, I'm sorry about that. Like, that's fine. Wonder what she did, though. Like, I don't know.
Wow, that's so awkward.
It was so awkward. But then it's just like, guys, you gotta be professional. Like, you're working at a professional business. You can't be fighting. Like, that girl can't be coming in and be like, hey, that's not cool what you did.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. You popped off at me in here before.
Yeah, but this is like, this is a show. Like, this is what we...
No, like off the air.
Yeah, but we don't have customers sitting in here. Like, if we had like listeners sitting here or a client, I wouldn't be like, hey, Bones, I hate it when you do this.
Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. Sometimes you get pretty... like, if Eddie's late, I'll just send him home.
I hate that.
That's the rule for all of us.
I know.
If you're late, I just send you home. Like a six-year-old. You're late, go home.
And who do you send home the most?
You, because you're late the most.
See,
by far you're late the most. I've sent Amy home. I've sent Lunchbox home.
You have.
Everybody's been sent home just about. There's just a rule. If you're not here on time, just go home. And
did I snap at you the last time?
Oh, every time. And it's awkward for not for me, it's awkward, but it's awkward for everybody in the room. Right, Lunchbox? It's awkward.
That's very awkward, but it's funny. Like,
Eddie, no, it's Eddie, not funny.
No, here.
And then he slams the stuff, and I'm like, dude, go home.
I just hate it that like 2 minutes late, I'm being sent home.
It's then
just
be
like,
2 minutes early.
I am most days, I'm here 10 minutes early, 20 minutes early. And then that
you don't
day.
You get bonuses.
I know you don't. And that day I come in, it's like 2 minutes late. Sorry, you got to go home. Sorry. You're not sorry.
I'm sorry for everybody else because you've disrespected everybody else on the show by not allotting the right amount of time, which they also.
I hate that.
It's funny because it's only funny when it's not you, though. Like, it's funny when it happens to someone else. It's like, oh, you get so mad. But when it's someone else, it's like, oh, it's kind of funny.
Well, Eddie comes in angry when I send him home, and the next day he comes back and says, hey, I'm sorry, man. It's every day. Man, why are you going to send me home? This is stupid. I was here 2 minutes late. I was in the garage. And I'm like, the rules are the rules. You must get here on time. Slams the stuff, grabs his bag, runs out. And then everybody's like, well, that was awkward. Then the next day, Eddie walks in and goes, hey, Bones, I'm really sorry about how I acted yesterday. I got a little upset. I'm like, we're good. You're on time. We're good. Yeah. I will send somebody home.
Yeah, but that 10 minutes, that should buy you 5 days of 2 minutes.
No, it's not a bank. You don't get to save up early minutes. Amy once was, she called and she goes, hey, listen, I'm just letting you know, I'm not going to make it in time. Should I just stay home? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's.
I know that feeling. I've thought of that, but I'm like, no, I'll make it.
You live so far away from work.
So
though.
Far away. So that's a 20-minute investment just to be here 2 minutes late and get sent home. I hate it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
The most common New Year's resolutions are 1, get in shape, 2, save money, 3, stop smoking. So general, so broad, things a lot of people want to do. I think everybody would want to get in better shape. I think everybody wants to save money. And I think pretty much everybody who smokes would like to stop.
That's accurate. It sounds accurate. I mean,
those are 3. Number 4 is live life to the fullest. Okay. But do you ever really live it to the fullest?
No.
Or are you always living it to the fullest? Because full is what you're living. And the number 5 is spend more time with friends and family. So these are the most common New Year's resolutions. I'm not a big believer in New Year's resolutions because just because a date changes doesn't mean your life changes.
Right.
Right now, you're all inspired and motivated. It's January 4th.
Yes.
But think about last year, January 1st, whenever 2017 hit. Because you made the same resolutions. Do you even remember what they were?
Kind of. Yeah, mine was the same, like get healthy.
The same. Right. So they say most people last about 6 weeks. I'd like to give a little advice on not just resolutions, but just goal setting in general. I think it's fun to go, okay, this feels like new. You're never going to change with the calendar day. You can start pivoting a bit, a slow slide. Anytime you change, it's a shock to you. So people say, I want to get in shape. You should just do 30 days. Set your goal for a month. Okay. Instead of the year of 2018. In 2018, I'm going to do this. Be small. You need wins early. Anytime you're going to change yourself, you need to have a win, small wins early. So you go, you know what? 2018, be motivated. Motivation is not what makes you successful, though. Discipline is. Mm. So be motivated. That's fine. Motivate yourself into a discipline. And what you do is you say, okay, I'd like to get in shape. So January 1st to February 1st, I'm going to work out 16 times. It's a small goal. You do it 1 month, and you hit that goal. And if it's eating, I'm going to do this. Yeah. You set your small goals. Your small goals make the big goals. Big goals make the massive goals.
Wow.
So what was your resolution, Eddie?
So this year, yeah, my resolution was to get a healthy gut. Like, basically just stop feeding my stomach like trash.
Okay.
And that's just, I mean, I want to eat more fresh vegetables, fruit. Like, I didn't grow up eating fruit or vegetables. So I'm just trying to, like, change all that in my life. Last year, I had, like, a six-month thing that I was going to do. And I did that. 6 months. Now I want to do, like, a whole year. Like, this is the part that gets me. Like, I know that I'm not going to eat, like, 100% vegetables.
You don't have to, though.
I know, but the problem is...
Pivot. Don't change.
Problem is, I eat a pizza and then, like...
But don't eat the pizza.
So just no pizza. Dude, I'm cutting dairy, too. I have to. My body's told me for years I need to stop eating dairy. So that's part of it, too.
You should start eating less dairy.
Okay. Then trying to cut it all completely.
Yeah. That's how you change. Nobody changes and just, boop, I'm changed.
So you don't think, like, resolutions is, like, everyone needs kind of a boost and that's what a resolution is? Like,
it's a fun mental thing that works for a week. But there's a reason most people quit after 6 weeks.
It's true.
They wanted to change, I'd already been changing.
I do it every year.
Mine, I didn't set a New Year's resolution, but I found something in December that I said, hey, I want to make a goal. Like, when I stopped cursing, probably in 2 years now, I can't even imagine myself saying a curse word.
It's impressive. I don't even want to say a curse word around you because you don't curse.
And I used to say bad words all the time, off the air.
That was part of our vocabulary.
Yeah. But I thought, this is weak of me. I want to be disciplined. So I incorporated this into my life. I don't even think curse words.
Dude, that's lunch. Isn't that crazy, dude?
It's weird.
Like,
it's weird.
So when I hear you guys curse, it upsets me. Not because you're cursing, but because you're cursing around people. And I say, hey, I heard Lunchbox yelling a bad word in the hallway the other day. I was like, whoa. You can say that around just a couple dudes, but no need to scream it when other people don't want to hear it. So for me, it's a big sore thumb now. When I it's like, oh, that's
so weird.
Pokes out big time. But mine is eliminating the word like.
Yeah.
So tough. I've slowly been disciplined, and I catch myself. And I do say it sometimes. But when I do, I go, ooh, I felt it.
Wow, that's good.
And I can start to feel it.
Yeah.
Because we start putting that word like in our conversation all the time, and it's just an easy word to step on and use it as a crutch.
Yeah.
Well, like.
Like, oh.
See?
What if you like the TV show?
There's nothing wrong with it. And people can say it all they want. For me, I felt like I was saying it. And yes, there are different reasons to say the word like. I felt like I was saying it. That deserves to be said.
Right.
If I like something. But if it's, I'm telling a story and like I did this.
I was like.
And like I did this.
Yeah.
That to me doesn't feel good. That's been what I've been trying to change over the past month and a half or so.
Yeah.
So not really a New Year's resolution, but always trying to make cut smaller corners.
Yeah, that's good to hear because you're usually pretty good at sticking to whatever you change. Like that cursing, dude, that's crazy to me because you actually did it.
It took a while.
Like, yeah, but you did it. And I'm telling you, now it's like you're like a grandma.
Like a grandma. And I hear it so much.
But that's like a grandma.
Okay.
You're like enough, a
but
grandma.
But I hear it so much, it's like alarm. It's like I hear curse words. Like,
yeah, I get that.
And I wasn't saying that was bad. I was saying that's what I hear. I hear it immediately.
I think I need to start doing that too, because we just say like.
One at a time, Eddie.
When I talk to my in-laws, I realize, man, I talk like a child. Like, because they're older and, you know, they talk like. Not real English. And I'm like, yeah, man, it was legit. And we had so much fun. It was like, okay, don't talk like that anymore.
You dropped 3 likes in like 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hillary, did you set a resolution? Hillary, our phone screener.
No, I didn't.
See, I like that. Do a February resolution.
Mm.
And why do we not do resolutions the first of every month instead of every year? It's a new calendar month.
Yeah. What do you think about when people do like the no drink January?
Fine. I think any time you can try to improve yourself is great.
Yeah.
I just don't like people setting unrealistic expectations because when you lose, you feel worse about yourself. So that's it for me where I'm like, oh, why set yourself up for failure with the objective of saving money broadly?
Mm-hmm.
No, say I'd like to save $60 this month. And each week, I'm going to save $15. In each day, I'm going to save $2. And that's how you build it. I like to see people be successful in their goals.
Setting those goals.
So I don't judge people for going, oh, that's stupid, but I go, ooh, you're putting yourself in a bad place. It's harder to win when you set broad, unrealistic expectations. So you need the wins early.
Okay.
That's all. Lunchbox, what was your goal? What was your resolution?
I'm going to be cleaner this year.
Oh, boy. See?
What's your goal, though?
What do you mean? I'm going to be cleaner. I'm going to, like, if I pick up recycling in a parking lot, I'll put it in the recycle bin that day instead of leaving it in my car for a month. Or pick up my clothes at the house. I'm going to try to be cleaner.
Hmm.
That's setting goals. I mean, he's talking
about...
You
need to set real... Oh. I'm going to do this.
By this time or...
This is going to be exact. Yeah. Or just this is what I'm going to do. I mean, if you're just going to be healthier, what does that mean?
I know. It doesn't mean anything.
I hope your gut does get better, though.
I need it to get better, man. I'm just not getting younger and I need to be healthy.
It needs to get better.
He's right. I think you two have about a comparable gut.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're always passing gas and yes, your gut is not well.
Yeah, and like bellies. You guys both have about the same.
You know, growling bellies and
no,
like,
no.
Yes.
You think he has the same belly as me?
Mm-hmm. You're saying size? I'm not talking about size.
Are you asking me like who's like...
Yeah, are you kidding me? Hold on. Let me take off my shirt.
No.
And you tell me he has the same belly as me.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
I think you're both kind of skinny, like...
I mean, take off
like
your shirt.
Skinny gooey.
When did this turn into a physical... I'm talking about gut
I
health.
I mean, look at his big old belly. Why does... Like, I mean, his is sticking over his belly.
I don't know. Hillary, what do you think of these two?
Are like, you sucking in?
No, I'm not sucking
I'm
in
not
at
sucking
all.
In.
Who do you think has the best stomach, Hillary?
Why do I have to be put on the spot?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm with you. I think they look the same.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You are ridiculous.
Definitely less hair.
Eddie's a little, like, wider than you. His body...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, not thicker.
My belly is on point.
Again, I wasn't talking about the size of my belly.
But that has a lot to do with it, because if you eat healthier and you get a better gut, your body reacts.
I'm talking about the gut, the insides of it.
Like, I'm talking about the outsides of it.
I know you are. And now here we are, two bozos taking their shirts off in the studio.
But wouldn't you say they're pretty comparable physically?
I would agree with that, yes.
But if you had to pick one, Hillary, which one would you pick?
No, I'm not picking one.
Come on.
I think you both look the same.
Oh. Cop out.
Is that hurt
Smart
your
answer.
Do you think you're like way buffer than him? Ooh.
I don't even know if I would say buffer, but I'm in better shape than Eddie.
Huh. No chance. Nah. Nah. No chance.
I think if
this
you ran long distance, Lunchbox would win, but if you arm wrestled, Eddie would win.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's stronger than you,
yep.
But you're probably have yeah, it's different.
Well, I can't lose in arm wrestling.
Potato
so okay.
Potato. You can What do you call it when you take your legs? Can you even say Indian wrestling? Is that what it used to be called?
Oh,
I know you're talking about.
You scissor. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, you don't scissor.
You
know.
Hey, no, no, no.
But that's what
this?
It was.
You do this. You go one, two, three, then you, Yeah, I used to play that game.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Eddie would win that.
Yeah, I'm stronger than you, Lunch.
Maybe, okay.
Maybe we have like the
you really
in-shape
think,
Olympics.
You really think
Olympics.
He is a better physically than I am?
Yes.
Did you see me? Look
okay,
at my
thank
gun.
You,
Look
thank
at this.
You.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
This woman was sick, and so she always thought for her whole life that she had Crohn's disease. For 6 years, she had Crohn's disease. And she went into the doctor's, oh, it's getting so bad, abdominal pain. 41 years old. So doctor said, okay, we're going to have surgery. And they go in. They find a Heinz ketchup packet in her stomach.
Whoa.
She says she doesn't remember eating a meal with the plastic. And is a ketchup packet. And after the find, her symptoms disappeared instantly. No longer has the symptoms for Crohn's disease, no abdominal pain, but she accidentally put ate a ketchup packet. Is that crazy?
For 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That must have been a crazy night. Just like, I don't remember that happening at all.
Man. Eddie, you got your son a gecko for Christmas?
Yeah, that's what he wanted. And oh my gosh.
Your 9-year-old?
My 9-year-old for Christmas wanted a leopard gecko. And
what's
I was,
that run you?
I think it was like $70.
$70 for
yeah,
a lizard?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah, my wife
my
went
goodness.
And picked it out with him. But I mean, yeah, I think it's that much. Well, maybe it's with everything. I don't know. I got to ask her. But we got an aquarium, a heat lamp, a little habitat. And dude, like apparently these things could live up to 30 years. So my son could get married and his wife will inherit a leopard gecko.
Yeah, okay.
Like if he takes care of it. The problem with all these pets, man, is like I end up taking care of them. Like, but it all starts out with a lesson and my son promises me like, no, I will feed it. I will do everything. And then like smash cut 2 weeks later, it's like, here I am changing out the
habitat.
Releasing the gecko to the wild.
Yeah.
Where you think, yeah, I'm just doing this for the animal. Really, you just don't want to deal with
right,
it anymore.
Right, exactly.
Weather everywhere is crazy. There's snow in Tallahassee, which is a big deal because it had been 30 years.
We've had reports of snow in the Tallahassee area and sleet and freezing rain around Savannah. That precipitation will spread up the coast today, bringing snow and sleet and freezing rain to Charleston and Myrtle Beach, as well as the Virginia Beach area.
Here's a lady in Tallahassee going crazy.
Oh my gosh, guys. It is snowing. It's my 21st birthday. Miracle. All I wanted was snow. It's actually accumulating on the ground. What is this?
It's a birthday miracle for her. It snowed for
her. For her.
These fishermen encountered this great white shark. Did you see this?
No.
It was the size of the boat.
Whoa.
Out of nowhere, we just seen the great white come up on the belly. I just looked down, and there's this bloody white pointer across the back of the boat.
And it was as big as the boat, and then they're like, oh.
It does make me a little bit hesitant, just considering it was only a mile off the shore. You know, something that big being that close, it just shows that they do go in the shallows.
I was watching an internet video yesterday where this kid walked off the beach into the water, and like four sharks, you could see them swim up.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, that would give me a heart attack.
So when I went to Hawaii, again, I'm by myself, but I'm trying to get out and do things. And so I go snorkeling. I've never been snorkeling in my life. And it's easy because you just put a little mask on and you put your head in the water. Nothing to it.
Breathe through a tube.
And I look down, and I grew up on lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you avoided water turtles, snapping turtles.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get. And I look down and I see this turtle. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I try to get. This thing starts coming at me. It was the size of a ninja turtle.
No, a sea turtle?
It's a sea turtle. It came up. I could take my arm.
Size of a ninja turtle.
I could have touched the shell. It was that close to me.
Really?
If I were to take my arms and hug it, I would have had to take my arms and make them as wide as possible.
Dude, that's huge.
It was 4 feet
wow.
wide.
Wow.
And it just swam right up beside me. Its head came out. And my heart was beating fast. Because water animals, I don't do well with water animals.
Yeah. How deep was it? Is it pretty deep?
Oh, yeah. 50, 60 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. A lot of people do that and they don't never see a sea turtle.
I didn't see much because it was kind of rainy.
Yeah.
But a sea turtle came up right. I could touch it. It was so close I could touch it. But there's like a $20,000 fine if you do touch it.
Oh, really?
So I didn't ride it.
You thought about riding it down the jet stream?
Yeah, I wanted to take it for a spin, but it was huge. I've never seen anything so big.
Amazing.
A turtle so big in my life.
Yeah.
But growing up in Arkansas on the lake, no snakes, water moccasins. You don't mess with water moccasins.
Poisonous.
And you don't mess with turtles, snapping turtles.
Yeah.
You can get a box turtle. Who cares? Yeah.
You're used to the lake, and here you are in Hawaii.
I'm in the ocean, scared.
Get away from that thing.
Dude, what was kind of embarrassing, since I was by myself, is that we had you had to buddy up with somebody. I didn't have a buddy. So I had a buddy with the instructor.
Wah, wah.
I was with the instructor. I know. I was so
They're
lame.
Like, all right, anybody who doesn't have a buddy, just swim with me.
Yeah, I was so lame.
BobbyBones.com.
Let's see how out of touch I am. These are the top five songs on the pop charts. I'm always curious to know if I even know the pop songs anymore. Number five, Post Malone, Rockstar.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star.
I know it? Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
This song's humongous.
Got that guess and they always be smoking like a rock star.
So I listen to Hip Hop Station, too. And this is on both.
I know that star.
This dude is gross looking.
Is he? Let me see. What's his name?
Post Malone. He's gross looking. Wouldn't you agree? He's dirty. He looks dirty.
I've been in the hills.
Oh, yeah.
Superstars feeling like a pop star.
Yeah, that's a jam, though.
Drinking.
That's some of that trap music.
Jumping in the pool and hang. I don't know, bro.
Number four, New Rules from Dua Lipa?
Lipa.
Okay, I don't know that I know this song.
I got no rules, I count them.
Yeah, I've heard this on
you
the
know this one?
Pop Station on Satellite. But that's so new. I don't know. This is a newer song? It's number four right now.
You didn't even know how to pronounce Lipa.
Yeah, but I don't know how to pronounce some of their names. I just see it on the screen sometimes. Number three, I know this, Halsey. I'm bad at love. This song's a jam. Do your kids make you listen to the pop station?
No, I make them listen to our station.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, I spend 5-6 hours with this music every morning. I listen to talk, and I just try to flip around.
Yeah, it sounds like you, like, really flip around. Like,
a lot.
You listen to a lot of
other
stuff.
Well, I love all music. That's why I work. I've worked every format.
I get it.
Number two,
I whispered
Ed Sheeran, Perfect.
This is a good one.
Breath, you heard it, darling, you look
perfect tonight.
He does that on my Snapchat. He comes out and plays the guitar. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It's,
no, what?
It's the little virtual reality Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
And he comes out and plays. Yeah.
That's fine.
I think it's augmented reality is what they call
okay.
it.
Okay.
And then number one, Camila Cabello. Havana,
yeah. You know this one?
Havana, yeah, I know four of the five.
I've Googled all of them.
I'm still, as the kids say, down with it.
Yeah, you're in touch.
They don't say that.
I've been popping bottles like a rock star.
That's a good one.
All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
Those are your top five pop songs. Yeah, that dude's gross, man.
Yeah, he does look pretty gross.
He hasn't had a shower in 3 months.
No, he looks like he smells. And he wears a grill, too.
Yeah, he looks like he smells like whenever you floss, that smell.
That's smell the floss.
You know when you stick your floss in your tooth?
That's disgusting, don't say.
And you're like, huh. That's what he looks like, that smell.
Yeah, that's funny. Now I see it. Yes. Dude, that is the worst smell ever.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm going, what did I eat? You're a disgusting pig.
And then you're like, my whole mouth smells like that. That's terrible.
And then you're like, who else has been around my mouth? And like, why aren't they telling me? And then you start to judge your friends based on who hasn't told you.
Yep. There's a lot going through your brain there.
That's what I do. That's why I don't sleep at night.
That's exactly why you don't sleep at night.
I'm worrying about who hasn't told me I have bad breath. All right, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. I posted a really funny picture I found on the internet about it. I'll let you look at it. Okay. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, if you want to follow me over there. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, Amy's not here, but I'm going to fill in. Attending the college football championship will cost you a lot of money. So it's Alabama and Georgia. Tickets have been ranging on the low end to $2,500 a seat. On the super high end, people are paying $100,000. But to get a good seat is like $25,000. And people are paying it for a couple reasons. One, because the University of Georgia, Atlanta, very close. Proximity.
It's right there.
Yeah, that team, it's basically a home game. Not the same stadium. Basically a home game.
Yeah.
But Alabama's also super close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not... Man... That's crazy. There ain't no way I'd pay that.
No chance. No way.
Cable companies are cracking down on people sharing passwords. They know that a lot of people do it. In response, they're trying to crack down by forcing paying subscribers to log in more and limiting the number of devices that can be used. I've had issues with my Netflix because I run it through iTunes.
Oh.
And they changed prices and the iTunes didn't fix, so it cut me off.
Oh, that's
not
good.
So I still
good.
Have, I'm on a free trial that I reset up. But on my Netflix, I have two screens. So that means I can give it a password to one other person. That's what I see screens as, like how many people you can share it with.
Oh, like two accounts, like two profiles?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Same name.
Yeah.
But two, right.
How come you don't share with me? I already have one. I'm good. But you should. I mean, you should share with your buddies.
Well, the thing about these accounts, I'm afraid to borrow somebody else's.
Because they'll bust you?
Well, because I'll be the guy. Because I remember when they were busting and stealing music from Napster and what was another one?
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
Yeah.
And you would hear these stories about the cops just getting wild hair and kicking in a dorm room door.
Had to have been rumors.
Just to set the precedent that we're coming for you, and the story would be put in the news. I'm going to be the guy that kicked the door down, like, you're stealing Amy's Hulu.
Yeah, and you're following cameras everywhere.
Yeah, like. And all of a sudden, I'm on Dateline NBC when Chris Hansen comes back out of retirement to raid the Hulu stingers.
Yeah, better you don't then.
So I'm paranoid about that. Morning rituals to make 2018 better. Wake up a little earlier so you can wake up slower. In theory, it sounds great, but nobody wants to wake up early.
Mm-mm.
Keep your phone on airplane mode in the morning so you're not distracted by emails, texts, or more. But that's why you have your phone. So when texts and emails come in, you can address them.
Yes. And if you don't get them, like, and work's trying to get a hold of you, you're in trouble.
Yeah. And that's part
of
the day.
Bad idea.
Morning. This is terrible.
Yes.
I almost fell asleep last night. Now, I was going to bed at 4 a.m. during our break. That's my normal time.
Yeah, stay up all night.
I'm a night person. I mean, if I did this show in the afternoon or night, it'd be so much funnier.
Oh, dude, you'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, what you're hearing now is like the surface. You think this is good?
Great.
You're just scraping the surface.
Yeah, he's so funny at 3,
oh,
guys.
Oh, man, 7 p.m.?
Oh, hilarious. Ah,
your chest hurts. Okay, so my phone goes off. Like 8:20 or so.
Oh, great. Who was
Woke me up. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
Woke me up. Kept me up. I got about 4 hours sleep last night.
Your real friends know better than that. Like,
that's right.
7:30 and cut off. I'm not calling you after that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't answer my phone anyway.
It's true. Text.
Phones aren't for phones.
No, yes.
Phones are small computers.
You say that, but like people need to talk.
Okay, but I'm telling you, people use their phone. It's more a small computer. When we talk, that's how phones should be thought of.
Yeah.
When we do this show, I do it on people's phones.
So should we stop calling them phones? Because no one uses
them. Think about yours. What do you use it most for?
Social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Twitter. Use it most for a small computer.
GPS.
Secondary, it's a phone.
Wow.
Even thirdary.
Hitting me with that truth.
It has the ability to be a phone, and that's what the original, but we use it for a computer more than we use it for anything.
So true.
So,
man,
just sit on that for a minute. I'm not even talking about any more of those better ways. A new subscription service replaces your sheets every 6 months.
Wow.
That, pretty practical.
I mean, how long do your sheets stay on their bed? Like, how recent do you wash them?
Me?
Yeah.
Every day, day and a half. Because my dog sleeps in my bed.
So that would be pricey for you.
I have three rotations. So, next up, next up, next up. And so, it's called Koyuchi for Life. You can get new sheets. Is it duvets? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, duvet covers.
Duvets?
Yeah.
Not duvets?
No, duvets.
Where I come from, we didn't have duvets.
Duvets, that's fancy.
What is a duvet?
It's like a cover, like the thick one on top.
Oh, of the bed.
Yeah, you know, like when you stay in a hotel? Yeah, the comforter, duvet cover.
Oh, the comforter, yeah.
Yeah, a duvet must be French.
Oh, yeah. But you can choose every 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, and you send the old sheets back in a return box, and then they do like a recycle. It's a whole thing.
That'd be kind of cool, though, like if you're trying to do color schemes, like try different colors out.
Great gift for somebody. It'd be tough to buy it for yourself,
yeah,
but a great gift for somebody.
I mean, I change my sheets once every 6 months. Why would I get new ones every 6 months? That's crazy.
But that's also disgusting.
Yeah, that's too much.
Your sheets that much. Yeah, that's really gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. That's Amy's pile this morning. Good.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
You know what I'm going to do, I think, is I have a recording because I announced my new stand-up tour on Monday, like the almost 20 cities for this year. And we're not really doubling up anywhere that we went before, I don't think. And so we recorded one show and we just recorded it. And it was in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And so there's no two shows, there's no editing, there's no anything. And so it's all new material. So I think we're going to put it out. I think it's not that good. It is what it is. I can play you a joke. This isn't me doing stand-up. This is the joke that I usually lead with because it's such a easy one to do. And people always laugh at it. And I even wrote about it in my book. But here, I'll play you this. This is from... I wonder if... Hold on. Oh, but here we go.
This is a great job. Thank you for being here. I want to tell you, I have the luckiest job. I get to come out and tell you guys jokes. You know, I didn't always have the best jobs growing up. Jobs I hated, I was a maintenance man on a golf course for a while. I was a waiter. I worked at Hobby Lobby for a while, and I thought that job was going to change my life, and it did. My first day at Hobby Lobby, my manager walks in, throws the name tag to me. I catch it, look down at the name tag. Life was never the same. It said Hobby Lobby Bobby. Imagine if you're me and you're answering phones at Hobby Lobby like this. Hobby Lobby, this is Bobby. You get no girls.
You laughed again, and you heard that joke a thousand times.
Thousands of times, every single time. I think it's funny to hear the audience just laugh every time they hear it.
Yeah.
It's funny, Hobby Lobby Bobby.
Yeah.
And so, the fact that you thought it would help you pick up chicks.
I thought the uniform would help me get chicks. Because I had a uniform for the first time. Khakis, a white shirt with a collar.
Because that's what girls look for.
A blue vest. I thought, if I have a uniform, because women always like a guy in uniform.
Yeah, and a guy with a job.
Boom. And I'll be on Hobby Lobby like, can I help you with your craft? What was it like? Let me show you my favorite picture frame.
Yeah, follow me to aisle 7.
So I'm thinking about putting it out. Again, it's one show. We recorded
that
it.
That sounds cool, man. It sounds like a real like Kid Rock comedy special.
No.
No, it does. Like, it sounds like, you know, I used to listen to George Lopez like back in the day.
I'm not that good. And it's different. It's all different.
Okay.
I do music.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing. But I appreciate that.
Yeah. Did you come up with your new name for the new tour?
I have it. We haven't said it yet, though.
Dang.
It's really stupid.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's really stupid. So, okay. So, yeah. There you go. Good?
Yeah, all good.
Right. Yeah!
Bobby Bones Show.
I don't have kids, but I see parents telling other parents how to parent all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And even I get a little like, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Every situation's different.
Yes.
But it really didn't hit me on a personal level until I was with Amy. And it was right 2 days after her kids were here. And she had her husband and Garth was playing. And I told her husband, I said, hey, I can take you to meet Garth. I'm, you know, Garth and I are cool.
Okay.
I'll take you to meet Garth.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, cool. So I said, come to the show. So we go to Garth, and we go back, and we hang out with Garth and Trisha before the show. And it's all good and cool, and we go watch the show, and people are just hammering Amy on Instagram. I can't believe you would go to Garth Brooks' show. But Amy's two kids were with a bunch of kids that of another friend. And
yeah, she said play date.
Like, three adults were there.
Okay.
So it really wasn't a big deal for a few hours. I didn't feel like it was. Yeah. But man, people were shaming her like crazy on Instagram, like trying to tell her how to be a parent.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, that just generally, parents know better than you do about what's better for their kids specifically?
Yes, because every child is different. Like, you know your child better than anyone else. Like, so that's how you parent. You know, that's like your basis on how you parent. Dude, when I saw the post, though, I gotta admit, at first I was like, oh, she's taking a break already? Like, already?
Then you're shaming her a little bit?
I did at first, and then I was like, okay, I gotta stop. Because they're probably having fun. I thought the same thing. They're having fun with other kids, and it's all good. But first reaction, I think I was with everyone else, like,
And it was all good, and it ended all good.
Yeah.
And they also wanted to let their kids be around other kids, and there was just a right or wrong.
Yeah.
I was, for the first time, like, personally offended by some parent shaming.
Yeah, and you're not even the parent.
I'm not even the parent. Usually, I'm just like, don't do that, because you don't know. But I was personally offended.
I felt like it was all, after I thought about it, I was like, you know what? They've been through so much. It's 5 years of this. They finally got through. It's been a lot. And here's, like, a chance. They're home. It's finally over. Like, the journey is of getting the kids is finally over. And now it's like, all right, we need, like, just a little bit of time to just, like, let it all sink in. Yeah, that's how I took it.
They were getting hammered. And ugh.
That happens, though.
But again, I'll leave the kids at home to go meet Garth.
You would.
Yeah, I'd be like, kids, I know it's been 5 years. See you in 3 hours. The pickles are over there.
Help yourself to anything you want.
Mustard's over there. Bobby Bones Show. Ouch. If you missed any of the show today, just go over to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search for the Bobby Bones Show. I did a Bobby cast for my house last night where I talked about what are the odds that Amy doesn't come back at all. If you want to hear a Bobby cast, and last night I just did it solo, but a lot of songwriters and artists are stopping by. You just search Bobby cast, same places, iHeartRadio or iTunes. Big pressure next week as I start to unveil the class of 2018.
Man.
I'm getting blown out by every record label, every manager, every everything. Like,
they just want their artists in there?
Yes. And I don't listen. I block all the side noise out.
Yeah. What's the process? How do you do that?
Well, I have one goal in mind. It's just to get these artists to the eyeballs and earballs of our listeners. And last year, it's always been the rule. You never can have had a top 40 song. So they're always new people. Last year, Lanco and Luke Combs was on it.
And look at them now.
And so I got pretty lucky with hitting 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Massively. The other ones, like Aubrey Sellers, just one of my favorite artists. And I thought, yeah, I didn't think she'd get a big run at radio last year, but that doesn't matter to me. But she was one of those I put on there.
Yeah.
I'm even early on people. Like Bailey Bryan. I think this would be a big year for her, but I put her on last year.
So you can't put her on this year?
No, I can't put her on. But I took them out on the road, like paid them, put them on the show all year. I'm going to do Bobby casts with all the five separately.
That's cool.
So there's a lot involved.
Like a package deal for them.
So yeah, that's the rule. You can't have had a top 40 song. And I think I have 2 that I'm for sure on.
2 out of the 5.
Out of the 5. 2. And so I'm still kind of going through.
Do we know them well, or is this someone that you just kind of kept in the shadows?
Well, I'm not, no comment.
Okay.
No comment right now.
Is there pressure on you for this? Like, are you just like.
Only pressure to, because I want our listeners to know who's the best who's coming out. Awesome people that are coming out.
Yeah.
They're new. So, yeah, I think last year was fantastic. And this year, it's just all about putting quality artists out there, new artists that our listeners can get on.
It's exciting.
So yeah, we do one at a time next week. But I have 2 of the 5 for sure down that I've already sent off. Like, okay, this is it.
I'll send you a few artists I've noticed.
I'm good.
In downtown. Just to
I don't
want to
know
out.
Anything. I have people that are hitting me up, be like, hey man, how are you? You want to get a beer? And I'm like,
I don't.
First
drink.
Of all, I don't drink. I don't say it back. I don't even respond to this.
Yeah, if you don't know that,
yeah,
like come on.
I don't even respond to this. I'm like, and they go, hey, I want to talk about a new artist. I'm like, oh.
Here we go.
All anybody wants me forced to use me for this stupid show.
No, not us, dude.
Yeah, probably.
We're here. We're here for you.
If I fired you, you guys probably not be my friends.
That's
anymore.
Not true.
Oh. All right, we're going to go. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you tomorrow. The dance party tomorrow, obviously, since it's Friday. But yeah, we appreciate you being here today.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.